Proclamation number 5209 of 11th of September, 1951. He who keeps my commandments. Revelations. He who keeps my commandments is he who loves me. To him I will reveal myself. So let this word of mine be an explanation to you of my obvious working in you through my spirit. I only require your love for me and your neighbor, and love for me is expressed in love for your neighbor, in fulfilling my commandments of love which make my will known. Love for me can certainly ignite in different degrees, but I take every person's nature into account and only value the subordination of his will to mine. As soon as he no longer opposes me, emotionally and also in word and deed, he has already become mine and will never ever be abandoned or rejected by me. Love for me can flare up into a flame in him, but it can also be like an ardent fire which can no longer go out because I myself contain it out of wise discretion. For anyone who loves me, who fulfills my commandments, also places himself at my disposal, for love gives itself. He therefore consciously places himself at my service. And I now place him in the place where he can work most effectively for me according to his nature, his environment and the urgency of a helping action. I alone know about every person's ability to do the work in my vineyard. And since this work is an exceedingly varied one, the laborers are also so chosen that every work is a success. One person's work can be done completely in vain if it is carried out in an unsuitable place, for I know what is beneficial for every person. I know to what extent fellow human beings are receptive, and thus I employ these workers who can have the most favorable effect on their fellow human beings, with whom only specially trained workers can achieve success. Every kind of people, every age and every region needs different missionary work. And this already explains the different kind of workers for the kingdom of God. The basic truths remain the same, but how you present these basic truths to your fellow human beings is also decisive for the success and effect of the truth on people themselves. Moreover, words often work more than miracles. Humanity is so far removed from me and my kingdom that even an obvious miracle makes no other impression than that of an extraordinary occurrence which it now tries to explain scientifically. Words, on the other hand, applied and presented in the right way, can have far more success, for the essence in the human being is touched by it. The soul. And this can then adjust itself according to its will, whereas a miracle is often only grasped by the human being's organs and likewise only processed intellectually and can remain useless for the soul. But anyone who is touched by it is already no longer a stranger to me. And even the most powerful event no longer harms him because his faith is a stronger one and only finds confirmation. I influence people according to their perceptive faculty and their will to love. I reveal myself to everyone who loves me and keeps my commandments. I give him what he needs to become blissfully happy, always based on whether his will utilizes what is given to him for my glorification. That he works for me and seeks to win souls which are in danger of being lost. One does it consciously, the other unconsciously, i.e., he is an instrument of my love which wants to have an effect on the unbelievers and uses a person for this who is full of love for me. And I assess the degree of love, which need not always be outwardly recognizable. I know who belongs to my own and accept all of them as laborers in my vineyard, because I need many reapers when the time of harvest has come. Amen.